So we've got 2,281 hours worth left of recording, so I think that's going to be enough.
Well, what are we going to get the most content out of? Is it recording now?
Yeah, it's recording okay. Right now.
But I just as a point of order, what's going to get the most content out of the places we've been? Because we actually need to know where we're finishing this one. Are we going to roll this on until we go to Mexico?
End of Mexico City.
Really? But that's loads, and it means that we'll only have like 3 podcasts.
Okay. Well,
because I mean, Mexico City is where we're likely to do the most as well. Because
aim
as
to
of,
do them day by day, and then if we end yeah. Well,
okay. So let's
nothing,
do walking. You know. Walking with Dave up to the end of
Mexican walking
wrestling.
With Dave.
Mexican wrestling.
Well, no, that's the second
that
day.
The first night?
That's no,
the
second night. Night.
That's the second night.
What do we do on the second day?
First day.
Let's end second it. Day. Let's end it first controversially midway through the second. What was the second day? What did we do? We went to Frida Kahlo. Let's end it after Frida Kahlo.
That was after the wrestling.
No, it wasn't before the wrestling.
It's before the wrestling. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And what did we do on the last day then?
Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon. Which is going to be interesting, but at the end of the day, it's not that interesting.
Yeah, but we can make it funny. Okay. For the record, we just tried to record. We got like probably 25 minutes in and realized that the
content was shit.
No. We realized that it was no longer recording. which is a bit of a bitch, but we're currently recording and we've got like days left on this app. We got a new app.
Shout out to
Sound Recorder Free.
There are other apps available.
Voice Recorder Free.
Other apps are available, but they're all shit.
We might have to pay for them, and we're not going to.
Yes. So
until Ben manages to put the money on Patreon.
Yes. Yes, Ben. Have you put that money on Patreon yet?
Ben and Kathy.
Helen.
Tom Mirren.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, less. Do you follow?
Yeah, I've just followed now.
Can you see how many followers you've got?
Yeah, 4.
Does Kathy
got 4
follow
followers.
Me and Bill. Helen and Ben.
Kathy
follow. I'll get her to follow. Oh, she doesn't have Instagram.
Make her an Instagram account, Helen, follow. So it's important to fluff up these numbers.
So we're moving on to the day one, which was walking with Dave.
It's all walking with Dave.
It's all walking with Dave, but this one is actual walking with Dave.
We walked about 10 miles, I think, didn't we, or something ridiculous?
10 miles? You said 5 in the last recording, but
it was
meant
to be 5 kilometres, but Nikki's watch showed it was 10 miles.
Fucking hell.
But that included maybe the travelling from the day before. So.
And the lift going up and down that skyscraper. So, if we start from the beginning, we went and saw a slanty building.
I forgot about the slanty building. We didn't talk about it in the first recording. No. It was very slanty.
Yeah. So
as an engineer, slanty is definitely the actual term as well. I feel it's important.
Is that what
to
you want in the building? Slanty?
Yeah, slantiness. Slantiness is generally to be avoided in buildings.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be called sheer?
Yeah. The answer is I have no clue, Bill.
Right. Probably yes is the answer, and I just don't know. I didn't bring my textbooks with me, but I'm supposed to know this anyway, so let's say yes.
Ben is an engineer and also a homeowner.
I am, yeah, and as a homeowner, I endorse this podcast.
if your new home is shared, you might want to look into that.
So what else did we do? What did we do next? Right, so then we went across the Plaza Templo Mayor.
With the big
which
flag.
Big flag. If you've listened to the intro podcast, you will have heard all about the big flag not being as big as it was the other day. Because we discussed that.
Because of wind.
Because of wind. Wind does that.
Because of the phenomenal effects of wind.
I know them very well. So that's basically, it's the biggest square in Latin America. Is that right? Oh, hang on, it might say in the book.
I mean, you could just say
it's one of the world's largest squares. There you go. So it's built on Aztec temples. It was pretty lush. And there's a big cathedral and stuff. Lots of flowers. Lots of, what are they called?
Geraniums.
No.
Peonies.
Peonies. So what were those flowers called in the big square? You know the big square outside the hostel in Mexico City?
Oh.
Nicola knows.
Nicola, what were those flowers called in the square?
Peonies.
Poinsettias. Shout out to Ponsettias. So it's full of Ponsettias. They weren't for sale, they're just in a big shape of a star, if you were from the sky. If you weren't from the sky, then they don't really look like a star at all. So then we walked along a big long road called Cinco de Mayo, which is a big shopping street in Mexico City. And yeah, it's full of Mexicans.
And lots of those men who we still don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're
with
in
the boxes that make the worst sound.
It's almost like Salvation Army sort of uniform, and they sit there with
men dressed as Stalin making a screeching noise.
A noise worse than a recorder.
Yeah.
It's like a
giant ocarina.
I'm gonna insert. I got a bit of a recording of one, and. There's Batman over there. Oh God, it's pretty terrible, and they're busking for charity, I guess. Well, we don't know that.
I'm about to find out, but continue.
But yeah, so Bill's on the case.
Hoping that you have to pay them to stop.
Yeah, but they don't. They start again. So they're cool.
They're not.
Love they're a bit terrible. Of busking. Shout out to buskers. Next, we went up a big old skyscraper. Used to be the tallest skyscraper in Latin America. Once you get to the top, you realise it's no longer the largest skyscraper in Latin America.
Or indeed Mexico City.
Yeah. But that was cool. So good old views. Could see all the mountains. Come on, have you got the answer?
I haven't found why they do it or what it's for. But there's an interview here with a man called Mr. Rosas, who is bemoaning the other performers because they're taking people away from his organ grinding. And it says, "This is a dying art," Mr. Rojas said as he turned the dull metal lever of his instrument, wrenching out a troubled squawk.
It's been a while since I've turned the dull metal lever of my instrument.
Wrenched out a troubled squawk.
Thank you for that, Phil.
You're more than welcome.
So then we walked, we got the lift down the skyscraper. We didn't walk. And then we went to a big park, which is famous for snuggling and free Wi-Fi.
We did not partake.
We did not partake in either of them.
Are there people there that you can pay to snuggle?
No. I think you sit on a bench.
BYO snuggle.
Yeah. BYO snuggle. You sit on a bench and wait for someone, I guess. Bill's found out more about these musical boxes.
I'll just send you the article to read later. It's fantastic.
We'll put a link to the article in the show notes. Wow, it's like we're a real podcast.
It really isn't.
I'm a real
podcast. We have everything but content.
And recording equipment.
Yeah,
And listeners.
Charisma.
Yeah.
So we walked around that park for a bit. In fact, I had a very good conversation about drug lords with Nicola. Nicola is also on the floor. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Dave.
Just chatted about Mexican drug lords for a bit. That was good. Then we found a live band playing in the corner. They were really good.
The beginning of every song sounded like it was about to be a cover, and then it just turned into something different, but they were good.
They were very good.
Couldn't sing though, could he?
No, he was a bit.
There was lots of old people watching, and they were all
dancing.
Yeah, well, an absolute kanked of weed around there as well, so.
That's why they were dancing.
Yeah.
Kanking. Then we walked on down to a cantina, the first experience of a Mexican cantina. Cantina is a bar. And this...
Did they play the cantina?
Is it the one with the saloon doors?
No.
It was the one with the saloon doors.
It had saloon doors.
Eventually we were joined by screeching? What's the...
Yes!
The organ grinder. Turning the handle on his dull organ.
Box.
Or something.
Yes.
Basically, from that article that I just skim read, it seems that there is no reason. That's just it.
That's just
their whole thing. Is just they turn the handle on this thing and it makes a noise.
Whilst dressed as Stalin for reasons.
Yeah.
There's about two of these on each block, so there are a few of them going.
And apparently,
I don't think it's dying art.
People don't like them and do pay them to go away.
Calling that art is a real stretch.
It's not even a talent or a skill. Yeah, no. Unless they made the organ in the first place.
The skill is to have hands.
They could have composed the tune.
Oh, sing the theme tune. Ben, sing the theme tune.
No, we've already gone over this, Dave.
Maybe we can get one of those organ men to play the theme tune.
What's that?
Get one of those organ men to play the theme tune. We can find
We've
a mariachi
got that mariachi
band.
Thing. He's recorded a mariachi band. We have some lovely mariachi music, which would make a perfect theme tune. He keeps asking me to sing it.
Sing the mariachi music. Ba-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. No, okay.
What?
Cool.
Was that meant to be the cockroach?
I have no idea.
No, it's the actual mariachi music that we've got at the end of the intro.
Yeah, but how? I've heard it.
If you're an avid listener.
I only just become a listener.
Okay. Then we went. So, this cantina, we had Paloma.
Faith.
Paloma Faith.
Tequila de Paloma Tradicional.
See.
Something else was on the end, but I can't remember what.
So, this is lemon juice with tequila, lots of tequila, and lemon Fanta. And with salt around the top. It was lovely, actually, really nice.
Dangerous.
And then
didn't taste of booze at all.
No.
It's like, well, this is just delicious. I'll keep drinking it.
Yeah.
And
we were very nicely joined by a walking tour of Mexico in Spanish. And the man had, much like the lady you can hear speaking in the background now, a speaker around her waist. And
with the owner of Blue Ford Fiesta.
You've left your lights on.
Please report to reception immediately. So they came in and made a lot of noise. And then they brought in the organ grinder. And they have photos with him.
Yeah, and ground out the squawk themselves. So
yes.
It's not difficult.
It's not a dying art. It's not an art.
It's definitely a dying art.
Is that dying art?
None too soon either. They didn't seem to hate him as much as we did. They seemed to find it quite entertaining that he'd turned up and ruined the ambience even more than they had.
But, like, you must have gone to Covent Garden and watched clowns at some point.
I've gone to Covent Garden. I try and avoid the clowns.
Well, yeah, but you might have watched it the first time and been like, oh, this is interesting, this is the thing that happens, and then immediately...
It's the kind of thing that if I go, my mum is enthralled by the spectacle and I just can't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
My tube's over there, mum. Keep on going. Don't stop here. This place is awful.
This is back country.
shout out to Anna.
Anna, who is not on Instagram.
Or listening to this podcast.
Or listening to this podcast.
She doesn't know how to do a podcast either.
That's quite a lot of our parents who don't know how to do a podcast.
I think you're laughing at a joke that wasn't recorded.
Yeah,
it was a shout out to those avid listeners who listened to the podcast that didn't get recorded.
The only ones that listen to it live will understand.
Yeah.
And they're not laughing either.
So what did we do after that? We went down Chinatown and had some tacos.
Yeah. What was the place? What was the best? Yeah,
it's in here.
Haven't stopped here.
Find it.
Tacos.
Yeah. Find it.
Right. Well, it is in here. Yeah. Well, it was on the thing, wasn't it?
Give us a page reference.
Right.
So we went down and we stopped at a street vendor, which is in the Lonely Planet.
I think it was
El Jequito.
El Jequito, yeah, that's
right.
So we ordered 18 tacos one at a time.
What?
Didn't know what we were doing.
Exactly. And
neither did the people behind us. Like, what on earth are these gringos doing?
How to piss off Mexicans? Google. Just hog their street vendor.
Nick spoke to those two ladies who seemed very amiable.
Affable. Yeah.
Nick is our Spanish speaker. Shout out to Nicola.
Hola.
See?
<Yeah.
laughs> There she is.
Rubbing in our faces.
El Jequito. So we went there and that was delicious. Then we went to a gastronomic market where we walked in and we were greeted by
dead piglet.
Suckling piglets. Ugh.
One of them was grey.
One of them was grey. Old.
Aged for our pleasure.
and lots of turkeys, like head on.
That's a surprising amount of turkeys.
Would it be because
actually.
Of Christmas? Or do they not do turkeys?
Well, they don't vote for it.
They don't vote for it.
I imagine it might be Christmas. You know, it's one of them big.
Do you buy a turkey 2 weeks in advance of Christmas?
I don't know, actually.
You can do.
Not a fresh one, I imagine.
No, you buy like the frozen ones.
Ah. Yeah, frozen ones you do, and you've got to defrost it a few days before. Because yeah. when
you've
we did
got to
it,
give it time to turn grey.
Because
well,
when we did it at uni, we ended up having to defrost it in a warm bathtub because we left it till the day before. Didn't poison
Hang
or
on,
kill
you
anyone.
Oh. In the oven.
Yeah.
Not in warm bathtubs. Right. Can we just put a disclaimer in? Do not cook your turkey in a warm bathtub.
Sous vide. bathtub turkey. Not as good as bathtub gin.
Back home, when we were living in the village, we used to get them from down the farm. We used to order them months in advance. And they used to fatten them up and deliver them to you a few days before Christmas, which was nice. We didn't go to a gastronomic market.
Oh, yeah.
So what else happened in this gastronomic market? So we
ate some manchego.
We had
some
manchego.
What was that?
No, it wasn't manchego. It was the other one, provolone.
Manchego.
Provolone. That's
manchego.
Italian.
The lady manchego. Hey.
That's Italian, isn't it?
Provolone.
Provolone. Anyway, whatever.
If you're listening, leave it in the comments.
It was cheese.
Whether provolone is Mexican or.
Italian.
I'd really like to know.
We just Google it.
We can Google it. Bill will Google it. Don't leave any comments.
Under no circumstances.
We also got accosted, talking of interactions, accosted by food vendors in the market.
All very nice.
Yeah. Very, very nice looking food. But we proceeded to rub our stomachs and say, I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. I've eaten already.
I had very big taco.
Big taco.
That sounds racist,
incredibly racist.
I don't mean it to. Yeah. It's more of a comment on our lack of Spanish.
We are not good at Spanish. Shout out to Nicola, she's our Spanish speaker. She waved.
My phone's overheated, by the way, so it's no longer timing.
Then we went to a proper market for tat. It was massive. It's like a maze that you can't get out of. We decided in the end that you could walk in one direction and you'd eventually get to an edge. And we did.
And then went back in again.
Back in reason. Again, yeah. But no, it's full of decent tat, like really good tat.
Knock off Ray-Bans.
Wrestling masks.
Knock off bands.
Wrestling masks.
Did you get some wrestling masks, did you?
Yes, I got two that day.
Who are the wrestlers?
One is Mystico and one is Hurricane Rodriguez. So shout out to Mystico.
How do I get a nickname like Hurricane Rodriguez?
I think you have to become a Mexican wrestler.
I think you're fat-shaming me right now. That's what's happening.
I said athletic.
He's saying you're barrel-shaped. Yeah. It's different.
We've been over this.
So yeah, that was good. We bought some tat. We'll be going back to buy more tat on the way home, because we've got a day left in Mexico City on the way home.
Hopefully.
And if we give you...
I find it's best that you leave the purchasing of tat until you've looked at all the tat in Mexico and then go back to the first place.
Tat.
I think that, yeah.
There was somewhat of a shopping spree. What's it called? Impulse shopping.
Impulse buying.
Yes.
Impulse shopping.
Let's move on.
Lack of willpower.
Lack of willpower.
Forgetting the exchange rate.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 200 pesos. It's fine.
It's fine. It's only £8. Six times a day. Yeah. So then we went to a nice little local cantina.
Again? Oh, different
yes,
one.
Yes, we didn't record one. It.
Yeah.
And we had mezcal for the first time. So tequila is a type of mezcal, but mezcal is not a type of tequila. Cool fact.
The fact that I don't know when you learned that, because I don't know that.
It's in the book. It's in the book. Oh, cool. So tequila.
Why are you sharing this knowledge, Dave?
They both come from the same plant.
They both come from the agave plant.
Robert Garvey. Shout out to Robert Garvey.
Wow.
Fuck. He should really rebrand himself.
Should we cut that?
No, keep that. I'm so concerned.
So Mezcal is it's from the agave root. It has a worm, and you eat it with.
As do I. As does Robert Agave.
More on Ben's worms later. you eat it with orange covered in worm salt, and you down it in one, which is somewhat difficult because unless you have a really large mouth, which some of us do not, shout out to Amy.
All right.
You cannot down it in one because it's the size of the shot is like three shots. It's huge.
Also, I'm sure that whenever I've read about mezcal in the past, they've been like, yeah, it's like tequila, except it's better, so you're going to sit there and sip it. But we asked the lady in the bar, and she's just like,
no. One, in one.
Fucking Muller it.
So, that was Lesh. And we got pretty hammered in that little bar in a very short space of time. But it had Wi-Fi, and with the power of Wi-Fi, we found out that Amy was due to arrive. Shout out to Amy again.
Can you shout out a person that's currently in the podcast?
No. Also, I think when Dave listens back to this, it's become apparent quite how many times he's said shout out to Amy.
Three in the last minute, so.
Yeah, it seems to be that and describing what other things are available is like the only content in the entire thing.
So,
still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. We have a 18 minutes and 48 seconds.
Oh.
So I'm just going to touch it. Record. Hey, no inactivity there. Got another half an hour on us. Right,
oh,
okay.
Good.
So,
joy of joy.
So, Ames told us that she's waiting for a lift, so we thought, right, she'll be about 30 minutes. We finished our drinks and we walked back to the hostel, which is a good 30 minute walk.
Ordered some more drinks.
Carried on. There. Amy was not there.
Cerveza Clara.
Shout out to
Cerveza Clara.
Other Claras are
available. 17, 18 year old friends, though. That was.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, and then she tried to pass off that she was having a conversation in Spanish with a Spanish lady.
I didn't.
She was having a conversation with a Spanish lady in English.
An American. I did say an American who speaks Spanish.
You said a Spanish lady. You did. I've got the quote.
All right. Definitely wasn't speaking Spanish.
So she rocked up. We were all pretty hammered at that time, and she was tired off the back of 28 hours of travelling. And probably found us completely unbearable.
No more so than usual.
No more so than our listeners, in fact.
They're getting the gist.
So then we went out for a nice TGI Fridays.
It was a very
commercialized. It was the Mexican equivalent. It was very commercialized Mexican food.
It was average.
It was pretty average Mexican food.
The complimentary
guacamole.
Yeah, the complimentary guacamole was more than any of our mains put together, which we realised
wasn't
the very
complimentary.
Yeah.
And that wasn't through lack of Spanish. Yeah. They just didn't ask.
And it severely lacked compliments as well.
As will their TripAdvisor review.
So we had that. Although I did say that the best Mexican food I've had so far was that meat and cheese stodge that we had there. Well, the Soph had there.
Are you mad? Surely the other thing that we had, the El Jaquito, was the best one.
Honestly, when you can feel like a lump of cheese and meat in your mouth.
I was going to say, you're forgetting about Dave's love affair with cheese.
Oh, when you can feel a lump of cheese in your mouth.
I don't think lump is ever good in the context of food.
Oh, it was so dense and lovely.
Lovely, dense lump of cheese.
Yeah. So that was pretty much the end of day one. Is that right? We went home, we probably had more beers. Cerveza Clara. Sure. Or I like Cerveza Obscura. Obscura, which is like a dark lager, which is delicious. Shout out to dark lagers. And then what else did we do?
That was the end of the day, I think.
That's the end of the day.
End of day one. We were knackered.
I
was falling asleep whilst being awake.
Ben dropped his beer because he was so tired.
He fell asleep at the table whilst holding a beer.
Lost control of your hand.
Went everywhere.
It did indeed, yeah. And I didn't clean it up either, actually. It was just a bit.
Nice.
Was it at that restaurant?
Yeah. It was.
Don't worry about it then.
Who were you sat next to? I think they cleaned it up.
I think
probably Nicola, if we're honest.
Yeah.
Nicola's a gem.
My carer.
They love each other very much. They're both now homeowners as well.
What the hell?
Shout out to homeowners.
Cheers, pal.
What about double homeowners?
All right, Ames has two houses.
Sophie and I are the only non-homeowners here.
You're almost a homeowner.
Well, let's not put the taco before the...
If we want to just rub our white privilege all over this podcast anymore, Christ alive.
Let's cut this.
I feel like this episode should be called Brits on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah.
Because it is cool. Baking really up here.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, I fear that roof has definitely got some asbestos in it.
That one, fuck. I nearly walked into it. It's like eye height and sharp. It's not okay. So I think we've come to the end of day one.
I think our agreement is that we'll do a half of day two.
As well?
As well.
So we'll get feedback on this. If you want to hear another half of day two in the same podcast, just let us know.
How are you expecting this to happen?
We're about to record it in less 2 minutes.
If you don't want to listen to the first half of day two,
just stop listening.
Hang up now.
Do you know how podcasts work?
Oh my God.
Clearly not.
Phone into this podcast.
So
that might be a way. More than just a premium rate number. Yeah. To play the podcast on loop.
We won't need Patreon.
Patreon. Patronizing. Ben, I hope you've donated already twice.
I think we could skip the bit where we're sleeping, unless anyone has any particular interesting dreams.
I didn't sleep.
I woke up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. Continue. We woke up every 2 hours or so.
Oh, Christ.
Wait, is this day two now?
This is day two, 4 a.m.
We need to end day one first.
Okay.
We went to bed.
Day one is ended.
You say, like, we need a sign off.
One of
sign off. You have to have a sign off.
But are we finishing that first episode there?
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
I thought this is the whole conversation.
Yeah, you've got to still end the day. Like,
oh, so we end the day and then just carry on.
Well, we could do that at the end of it. We can just do one and then we'll just do two sign offs to the next.
We're going
to
sign off on day one. Night, Ben.
What? Come on.
Night, darling.
Night, Bill.
Night, night.
Night, Ames.
Night, guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's really, that was really, shit. That's lame. Yeah,
it should be in Spanish as well.
Buenas noches, Ben.
Buenas nachos day.
Anyway, moving on. Day two. Dear two.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
That reference is like really old as well, isn't it?
The thing is, it's not because it's the same guy, still.
It's still the same guy.
Man, that guy's made an absolute. Shout out to him.
Right, so day two. What did we do on day two?
We
went to. We woke up and we had nachos for breakfast in our hostel. And they were pretty lush, actually. Like, they soaked them in salsa before giving them to us.
It's quite work intensive, isn't it? Because it was essentially just a load of crisps in a bucket and then it slowly but surely added a cup of hot tomato into it and had to mash it all up to make it all slimy and stuff. It's quite nice.
Slimy and delicious. So we had that and then we went out to Frida Kahlo's house.
You guys went wandering for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, you were still in bed.
Yeah, we recorded the teaser trailer.
We did. Yes, that's what we did.
This is all getting a bit meta now, so we probably shouldn't.
We recorded the teaser trailer
with the big flag.
With the big flag. The
flag was still big.
But not so big as the day before. Wind. shout out to Wind. So then we went
to... We're going to have to stop shouting things out.
Yeah, it's getting on.
Can't be now.
Yeah. Sooner. So we went to Frida Kahlo's house. Uber. Shout out to Uber. Fuck. Makes things really easy.
So middle class. we were going to take the metro, but it sounded a little bit dangerous. So instead, we used Uber constantly from there on out.
Yeah. It's Frida Kahlo.
Is it Kahlo? I'm sure it's Carlo.
Carlo.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Carlo.
Carlo.
Or Carlo.
Carlo. Carlo. Thank you. Shout out to Nikki. So we went to Frida Kahlo's house.
It was blue.
It was very, blue. Very
she
blue.
Had a blue house with a blue window.
Who sang that?
Eiffel 65.
Nah, 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 nah.
That's definitely not how it goes.
It
was a big queue, but it didn't take too long.
You got pork crackling?
Pork crackling and mango.
Something.
Oh, the mango was banging.
Mango was so sweet.
Might get
so
mango
sweet.
Later, actually.
Yeah, mango would be good.
Yeah, I think Ben has decided that you can judge a country based on the quality of its mango. Or the chalky.
We or Ben.
Chalkiness.
The chalkiness of its mango.
Yeah. So
the less chalky, the better. Yeah. Chalky or soapy? Chalky.
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 Yeah.
Chalky.
No Deus were harmed in the making.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yet. And yeah, we had a good old walk around, really lovely. Found out a lot. Like, so I knew who she was, but I knew nothing about her.
I think the general consensus is, but seems to be that not a fan of her art, but she seems pretty bad.
Yeah, she was awesome. Like, she's an awesome.
Some of her art was really good.
Her and sketches
some
were
of it,
great.
Yeah, the sketches are great. I found quite a lot of her paintings quite kind of basic. Yeah.
A lot of the ones that were basic.
It's more the story of her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so impressive.
I think a lot of the ones that were basic were unfinished works. I don't think there were many finished works in that house. I think the finished works are probably on display somewhere more prominent.
Yeah,
but a lot of them did have unfinished after it.
But her sketches were pretty good. But in general, I have seen some of her work and I don't particularly like it. But she just seems so fucking awesome as a character.
So that was cool.
One of the highlights of the Frida Kahlo Museum to me was when Ben overheard those Americans saying, imagine what this would have looked like back at the time.
Yeah, imagine what this would have looked like all back in those days. It was like exactly the same.
It was what, 50 years ago?
Probably.
60 years ago?
And all of their things are still in the house. So yeah. I mean, like,
and before it was a museum,
the difference would be that Frida Kahlo would be there and not them.
It was still blue.
A good cake.
We did have. Oh, I had a. What did I have? What was that weird beanie?
You had a hot tamale.
Hot tamale. Yeah, that was dense. Not dense in the same way as the other one. Although it did contain cheese, it wasn't as delicious. Hot tamale. It's like
largely becoming a list of things that do and don't contain cheese.
What else did you expect with a podcast with Dave in it, though, really?
Can you not fat shame Dave, please?
Yeah.
Cheesing with Dave.
What's next?
We're at Frida Kahlo's.
Frida Kahlo's, and then
we left in an Uber.
We left it in an Uber.
Of course.
And
what better way to travel than it? On an app which is already relatively exploitative when you're in the UK.
Yeah,
it cost us like £4 between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say no.
Yeah.
It's much quicker than a bus as well.
And less chance of seeing someone's penis. Mm.
Even by the guidebooks, I would admission. It is. We're not advised to get into the risk of assault in taxis is relatively high.
But you know, when I was reading that, I was thinking, it does say that, but also the people who are writing these books and the people that they're writing them for probably aren't travelling in groups of seven.
That's true. Yeah.
So maybe it's
maybe it's
obviously
like
more dangerous if you're by yourself
with expensive podcast equipment.
I don't know whether that's a pinch of salt or not.
That is true, and like to be honest. Like, everyone must do it. It must just... It's legalese, isn't it? They're just covering their ass. It's like saying, by the way, the taxis are dangerous, but, like, what other choice do you have? Like, so are the buses. So is the subway. Just if you want to move around by anything other than walking...
You do that.
And you'll probably be fine.
Fine.
Uber, just in general.
Right, so we're coming to the end of first episode, I think. And then we're going to... So after... lunch, we're gonna move into day episode two. So,
what were you having for lunch, Dave?
Today,
something with cheese in it.
You're
gonna have a cheese lick, I think, like a horse.
I'm not sure what we're gonna do.
I don't think you should continue. I think that slurping noise should be the way that we end the podcast and all subsequent podcasts.
So, or what can't you end up something like thanks for walking with Dave?
Oh, no, it should be, and where will we be walking today, Dave? Join us next time where Dave will be walking us to
the wrestling. So what did we do after? So we got food. Kebab shop lunch, then we did some wrestling. So we'll talk about that in the next podcast. We'll also talk about our trip to Teotihuacan, which is ancient city of the gods, which is just outside Mexico City, which was stunning. And
you're saying a lot about this. This is the ending of this podcast.
That's all the content of the next one.
We'll come on to that later, but and we'll tell you all about Jean as June as well. So she was pretty rad. We will.
She wasn't on a skateboard.
we'll come on to that next time. But anyway, thank you for
walking with Dave.
Listening.